Om Shanti. So as you know, this morning's topic is remaining double light. Generally, Brahmins are quite happy souls. They are very contented souls. But sometimes in Brahmin lives, some problems comes in front of us which makes us little heavy. So today we will discuss which kind of obstacles makes us little heavy and what are the solutions. Once you know the reasons and solutions, then it's easy to remain light and enjoy this Brahmin life. Once we come to Baba, very easy to renounce the gross forms of the vices. Yeah? But we all have to make effort to renounce subtle forms of the vices. These subtle forms of the vices increase the weight on my soul and make my soul and mind quite heavy. Like, give you example, when we come to Baba, there is no gross form of lust is there, but still little attraction is there for something or for someone. Anger is not there, but sometimes we do become little frustrated, irritated, we do become little upset. All these are the subtle forms of anger. Greed is not there, but still we like something to accumulate. Attachment is not there, but still I like something or someone. Ego is not there, but sometimes that feeling of I and my arises. So these subtle forms of the vices, that makes my soul very heavy. And once soul become heavy, you find very hard to remember Baba. We can't focus our intellect on Baba, and we don't receive that much power. So what method I need to use for that? So whichever subtle forms of the vices are there, no need to think about the subtle form of the vices, but nice to focus on the positive quality of those subtle forms of vices. Like wherever there is a lust, impure feelings arises, I should start thinking about pure love, unconditional love, spiritual love, true love, which only Baba can give us the experience. So when I focus on that spiritual love, Baba will make my mind free from that worldly love. Wherever there is anger is there, I should focus on the positive quality of the anger, which is power of silence, power of tolerance, which will help me to become free from any kind of subtle forms of anger. Wherever there is a greed is there, I should think more and more about power of contentment. That in this life, I have to remain contented with myself, with others, and with Baba. Sometimes you can see when people are not contented, then too many worldly desires are there. And sometimes desires, they don't make us good. In Hindi words, Baba use that Ichha means desire. Ichha never ever allow us to become Achha. Kota means very good. So I need to focus on power of contentment. And power of contentment will help me to become free from the gross form of greed. Wherever there is attachment, I should focus my mind on detachment. When I do little practice of remaining detached from everyone, everything, which will help me to become free from the attachment. Wherever there is an ego, I should start thinking about humility. Those who are humble, everyone enjoys the company of the humble people. And humility is the sign of the greatness. So when I start thinking about humility, which will help me to become free from arrogance, wherever there is a little fear is there, feeling of fear, I should start thinking about courage. I am a courageous soul. And courageous people always, always receive help from Baba. So courage is a very beautiful quality, will help me free from the any kind of fear. Wherever there is a little laziness comes, yeah, I should start focusing on the positive quality of alertness, activeness, which will help me to become free from any kind of subtle laziness. So all these subtle forms of the vices are there. I should use the positive quality of those subtle forms of the vices, which will help me to become free from those subtle forms. And once my soul become free from those subtle forms of the vices, then I will remain quite light. And I will have good yoga with Baba. I get that power from Baba. Another reason I have seen why people become very heavy is a lack of self-respect. In Brahmin life, it's very important thing to maintain that self-esteem. If I have lack of self-esteem, then I will become disturbed, upset very, very easily. Yeah? Because what happens, wherever you live, problems are always there. If some people are living in household, you see, household types of problems will come in front of them. We are living in center level problems will come. Yeah, in this world you can see, no one is free from the problem situations. Yeah, so I need to learn art of developing positive attitude towards situations. Why problems are here? Problems are here to teach me a very good lesson. And once problems come, they always teach good lessons. So if I have that attitude of learning, then I will learn something in my life. Problems are there to make me very, very strong. Internally we become very strong, very powerful. Problems are there to make me experienced. Yes, something you have experienced in your life, then another person are going through similar kind of the problems, you can help that person through your own experience. Because you've been through. Yeah? So you are already experienced souls. And when you explain that person through your own experience, then it will really, really hit the heart of that person. Because it will come from the heart. Something comes from the heart, hit the heart. If it comes from the head, it will disappear quite easily. Yeah? So I need to remind myself, and when I adopt that kind of positive attitude towards the situations, then I can learn something from that situations and I can move forward quite easily in this Brahmin life and I can able to maintain my self-esteem. What method I should use to build up my self-esteem? Because whenever situations are there, we all use various methods. Yeah, but the best method is churning power. I need to use the churning power. When I churn the knowledge, then knowledge gives me a lot of light. And when I imbibe that knowledge in my life, then that knowledge gives me a lot of might. Yeah? So when I start churning Baba's knowledge, I build up my self-esteem. In our Indian mythology, little story is written, says that one day what happened, deities and devils, goodies and baddies, both have decided to churn the big ocean. And it was a very, very hard work to do. But they had courage to churn that ocean. Yeah? And while churning that ocean, the first thing emerged from the ocean. Do you remember what was emerged first from the ocean? Was poison. Yeah? When poison emerged, nobody wanted. Not deities, not devils. So what they did? They offered to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba took that poison. And again they started churning the ocean. And then very beautiful thing emerged from that ocean. 9 jewels, Lakshmi, all nectar, all beautiful things emerged. And which everybody wanted. Yeah? So same thing happens with us. When we start churning the ocean of knowledge, what first thing emerged? Waste thought will come, negative thought will come, like a poison. Yeah? And when poison emerges, we become sometimes a bit afraid. Yeah? We become scared that, oh, when I start churning the gyan, all these useless things emerge. Better to stop churning. But Baba says, no, you keep churning. If poison emerges, you give it to Shiv Baba. Because in bhakti, Baba has taken. Yeah? And in gyan, everything we give to Baba with right. Yeah? So give it to Baba, Baba will take it away. But keep churning the ocean of knowledge. Eventually, very good, beautiful points will emerge. Yeah? So through the power of churning, I can able to build up my self-esteem. Another method of building self-esteem is remembering the blessings from Baba and Dadis. I remember early days, Baba used to give personal blessings. Yeah, some of you probably have received some blessings personally. But I remember when I came in Gyan, 70s sometime, yeah, first time I met Baba, that was in Pandav Bhavan, Baba's room. Yeah, now you see Baba's room, it's a very big size. Half size of the room was there at that time. Yeah, so Baba used to come first in Baba's room. And Dadi would sit on the cushion and we all would sit in front of her. Like that we used to meet. And now you can see Baba is coming in Diamond Hall. Yeah, and everything is in general. Yeah, no personal meeting. But it's okay. All daddies are like bath saman. Yeah, so whenever you meet daddy, if daddy gives any blessings, those blessings also helps us a lot. Every occasion time, you receive blessing card from Baba, from Daddy, from seniors. Yeah? So all those blessing cards, they are also blessings for me. Some people, when they receive too many blessings, they give it away to different people. But no need. Just keep those blessings. I remember the experience of one brother. He used to tell me that he's in Gyan last 25 years. So imagine, in 25 years, you receive so many blessing cards from every occasion. Yeah? So what he did, he created little exhibition of the blessings in his room. And he was saying me that whenever any problems would come, any situations would come, he would not go anywhere. He would straight go in his room and he would start reading all those blessings which he received in 25 years. And it takes him about 30, 40 minutes. Yeah? And after reading those blessings, when he come out from his room, he feels quite good, happy, and light. Yeah? So sometimes these blessings helps us a lot. So, excuse me of my throat. So when I start reading all those blessings, blessings will give me lot of power. Because blessings aren't ordinary words. They are words from God. Very, very powerful words. So blessings helps me to build up my self-esteem. Sometimes I have noticed, whenever you are feeling a bit down, start listening Baba's music. Music also elevates our mood. Yeah, and while listening music, you really feel very good. That's way also I can build up my self-esteem. Sometimes you will notice when you are not feeling very good or really you are passing through some big severe storm, best thing just to go for a walk. Yeah, little while you leave that place, that environment, whoever are around you, go for a walk. Half an hour, 45 minutes. And whatever thing is bothering in your mind, try to sort it out. And when you come back, you will feel really, really very good. So different methods are there. When I use all this method, I will build up my self-esteem. And when my self-esteem is high, then I will remain very light, happy, and I will enjoy my life. Yeah, another reason also I have seen why people become heavy is too many desires. Like when people have too many desires, and when you have too many desires, those desires are not fulfilled, then more and more frustration comes in our life. Yeah? So I need to do practice to become ignorant of those desires. All good desires Baba is already fulfilling. Yeah, one day I was reading one little book. Little story was written, and in that story they said that there was a one businessman. And this businessman was very, very rich. Lot of wealth he had. Yeah? And I think his 9th generation can eat that much wealth he had. But he was worrying about his 10th generation, what my 10th generation will eat. Yeah? And because of that worry, he became very sick. Yeah? And in his town, there was one yogi person came, Swamiji came. Yeah? And one of his friends said, why don't you meet to this Swamiji? This yogi person will help you. So he liked that idea. And he went to see this Swamiji. Yeah? So he prepared very beautiful fruit basket. He took the fruit basket with him and went to see this Swamiji. Yeah? And then he said to Swamiji, Swamiji, I have brought this lunch for you. Yeah? And Swamiji was sitting in dhyan, meditation. And then he said to this businessman that, look, I already have received today's my lunch. Yeah? He pointed out his finger in one of the corner where little fruit basket was sitting there. He said, I already received my today's lunch. So probably I won't need more. Yeah? And then he kept quiet. And then he said, but I am quite happy. If you have any problem, anything you want to ask, I'm happy to help you. And then this businessman had that deeper realization. He thought that, look, this Swamiji is not worrying for this evening or tomorrow what he is going to eat. And here I got enough wealth and I am worrying about 10th generation what they will eat. Yeah? And then he said very politely to this Swamiji that I don't have to ask anything to you. I already got the answer of my problem. Yeah? So what I mean, sometimes too many desires doesn't allow us to become light. Now I remember one day in Madhuban, there was one brother came. Yeah? He was a contact person. But he was on top, very nice position, high position job he was doing. And he came and he looked our Madhuban, all 3 complexes he visited. And after visiting, last he met Dadi Janki. And then he said to Dadi Janki, Dadi, all of you are yogi people. All of you are renunciate people. But I have seen in your Madhuban all this modern technology. Yogi people don't need all this modern technology. How come you have all this modern technology in your Madhuban? And Dadi gave very good answer. Yeah, Dadi said, yes, we are yogi people. We are renunciate people. We don't desire for all this modern technology. And when you don't desire, automatically it will come to you. Yeah? But when you desire something, you never ever get, or your desire never ever fulfilled. So when I do this practice, yeah, becoming free from those worldly desires, then automatically my pure desires, Baba will fulfill. And that way, I remain very light and happy in my Brahmin life. Sometimes I have also noticed when people become too extroverted, yeah, then you become very heavy. Yeah, what happens when somebody becomes extroverted? When you become too extroverted, you see everything outside. Yeah, what this one is doing, what that one is doing. Yeah, we always point out the finger. That one is like that. This one is doing this. Yeah, so only one finger is pointing out towards that one. But 3 fingers are pointing towards me. Yeah, we forget to see ourselves. And when you see other people, what happens? you see their defects. Yeah? And then you complain about them. Yeah? And those who complain, they never become complete. Na, how Baba says. Yeah? So what should I do in that situation? In that situation, I should learn lesson of becoming more and more introverted. If I become introverted, then I can able to see myself very, very clearly, and I can enjoy the company of myself as well as company of Baba. Now, when you are extroverted, you enjoy the company of the outside people. But nice to have balance. Yeah, whenever I am with people, I should be enjoying their company. But whenever I am alone, I should not miss anyone. I should have very good practice of enjoying the company of myself and Baba. Yeah, then we can focus on ourselves. And then we can able to move forward. Otherwise, what happened when we are extroverted? We think about other people's defect. And when I see their defect will come in my life. When you see someone's good quality, then good quality will come in your life. And it is very difficult to see our own defect. Yeah? Very easy to see anyone else's defect. Yeah, I remember little story. In that story, they say that there was a king. Whenever he would get up early in the morning, he will see. If he see the someone nice person's face, then whole day will be very good. But if he see someone's face who is a not nice person, then whole day spoil. Yeah, so one day he got up and he saw the face of his servant. And after seeing his face, whole day was spoiled. He went for walk. He fell down on the ground. There was a hole on the ground, so his foot was sprained. Then he got up and started walking again. And then the branch of the tree fell on his head. So 3-4 things went wrong. And end of the day, he sat down and he started thinking that when I got up this morning, whose face I have seen? And then he remembered, yeah, there was a one servant passed through. After seeing his face, yeah, whole my day was spoiled. Yeah, so he called the servant. And he wanted to give quite severe punishment to the servant. Yeah, he wanted to hang him. And poor servant, he couldn't argue in front of the king. And the day came, they were going to hang him. Before they hang him, the person asked him the question, "Do you have any final wish?" And then this servant said, "Yes, I do have one final desire." He said, "What is that?" He said, "I'm not going to tell in public, but I would like to whisper to king." So king was sitting there. He went in front of the king and he said to king, "Hey king, the day when you saw my face, you only heard little bit. But the day when I saw your face, I have to hang. Yeah, I have to die." So king had realization. Yeah, he thought, yes, when I saw his face, only I heard little bit. And the day when he saw my face, he's going to die. This is not right. Yeah? So he had that realization and he made him free from the punishment. Yeah? So what I mean, very, very hard to see our own defect, what we are doing. Yeah? That's why so nice to become introverted, have Baba's remembrance, have Yoga Bhattis, and Madhubani is a very best place. And Madhubani is a mirror. In that mirror, we can see ourselves very, very clearly. Yeah? And that way, I should make little practice of being introverted. Balance between introverted and extroverted. Then I can enjoy my Brahmin life. And then I can remain a bit light and easy. Yeah? Sometimes I have noticed, like sometimes defamation comes. If somebody is defaming you, you are not doing anything wrong or bad. People are defaming you. And when you start listening that defamation makes us very, very heavy. Yeah, we will start thinking, oh, I am not doing anything wrong. Why these people are defaming me? So what do you do? In that situation, how do you handle defamation? Yeah, so in that situation, first thing Baba says, I have to see the defamation. Is it right or wrong? If it is right, then I should bring transformation in my life. If it is not right, just people are saying, then don't worry. Yeah, you are following Baba Srimad, you doing things accurately, then don't worry about defamation. I remember when we were little, in our street, elephant used to come. Yeah, like in India, I think all of you have noticed, in India, if you want to see any animals, you don't have to pay money. Yeah, in our country, you can only see animals in zoo, and where you have to pay. Yeah, but in Bharat, in India, is an open zoo. Yeah, when you are walking on road, everybody has equal right. Yeah, buffalo, cows, elephant, monkey, you name it. Even when you come to Mount Abu, yeah, on the road, windy road, you have noticed, monkeys even sit on middle of the road. You have to toot the horn, then they go away. No one has fear in this country, very fearless. Yeah, and all these animals, you can see, they have great global cooperation. Yeah, they exactly knows who has to give way to whom. When you are driving on the road, you see buffalo would come middle of the road. Yeah? You toot the horn. Buffalo says, yes, I am listening. Again you toot the horn. Buffalo would say, I am not going to move. Yeah? Our drivers are so patient. They move the vehicle. Buffalo would not move. That's why in India we call buffalo RTO, road tax officers. They won't move. You have to move. Yeah, so what I mean, I was talking about the elephant. Yeah, elephant used to come in our street. Yeah, and whenever elephant would come, all the dogs of the street, they all come together. And I don't know what sort of accounts this elephant and dog have. Somehow, dogs, they don't like elephant. Yeah? As soon as they see the elephant, they start barking towards elephant. Yeah? But you can see the speciality of the elephant. Yeah? They never ever look backward. Let me see how they bark. Never. Yeah? They keep walking with that dignity and royalty. Yeah? So sometimes, and whenever these dogs become tired automatically they quieten down. Yeah? But elephants don't look towards them. So same way, Baba says, sometimes we have to make our stage like elephant. Yeah? If you have faith, you are not doing anything wrong, you are following Baba Srimad, you have blessings from daddy, seniors, you just keep moving forward on your spiritual path. Whoever are talking, whenever they become tired, they quieten down. Don't worry about them. Yeah? But with that dignity and royalty, we keep moving forward. Yeah? So when I make my stage like elephant, then defamation will not affect me. Yeah? Second thing, if somebody is defaming me, yeah? Not to accept that defamation. Yeah, like I give you a little example of Buddha. Yeah? One day Buddha was passing through the jungle. His disciple was with him. Yeah? When they were walking on the path under the tree, they found somebody who was against of this Buddha. As soon as he saw Buddha, he said lot of bad things to him. Yeah? What Buddha did, he heard everything and then he smiled and started walking further. Yeah? But his disciple was there. He was wondering why Buddha is smiling. He asked him question that person said lot of bad thing to you. But you didn't worry about that. You were smiling. Why is like that? And Buddha gave very good answer. Yeah, Buddha said, he gave me lot of defamation, but I did not accept any of those defamation. It didn't come to me. Yeah, like if somebody says, oh, you are liar, and then we accept that defamation, and we think that, oh my God, he told me, I am a liar, means I accepted. Yeah, once you accept something, then you become upset and heavy. But if I am not liar, why should I accept? It won't come to me. It will stay there. Yeah? So, I need to see whenever defamation is there, not to accept those defamation. Yeah? Then it won't come to me. And then I will able to remain light, happy, and I can able to face those defamation quite positive way. Yeah? Sometimes I have noticed that some of the past memories arises in our mind. Now, in past, lot of good things we have done, also some bad things we have done also. But generally when people start remembering the past, they don't remember the good thing of the past. Yeah, they generally remember the bad thing of the past. And when I start thinking about the bad thing of the past, yeah, that past gives me so much pain. Because past is a painful. Some of the mistakes which we made, yeah, it's quite painful. No need to think about the past. That's why Daddy Janki always says that in Hindi, past is called Bhoot. Bhoot means ghost. Yeah? Remembering past means remembering the ghost. No one would like to remember the ghost. Everyone likes to become free from the ghost. Yeah? So remembering the things of the past is like that painful. So how do I handle this kind of situation? Yeah? Because we notice that my mind is started remembering the past. So I need to bring back my mind into the present life. Yeah? Because when I start thinking about the beautiful things of the present, yeah? start appreciating the present, then my mind will become occupied in present. Yeah, because Baba says mind is like our little baby. Yeah, imagine if baby is playing with the valuable toy. You can't snatch away that toy from baby. If you try to snatch away, baby will make lot of noise. Yeah? So what we do? We give another toy to baby. Yeah? So baby will put down the valuable one. Same thing. My mind is like my baby. And we do realize that now mind is started entertaining with this past. So I should start feeding my mind lot of good thoughts. And when I start feeding my mind lot of good thoughts, those past painful thoughts will go away. Yeah? That's why I need to look after my mind. Yeah, other day I was remembering there was a one scientist. He did little experiment and he said that every person has some sort of memory chip. Yeah, in their mind. Certain thing only we can remember. Like nowadays you can get all this flash drive, 2GB, 4GB, 8GB. So everyone have limited that power to remember something. And nowadays you can see our youngsters, they remember so many phone numbers and lot of useless information. And lot of useless information is there. And they forget useful information, where they kept their phone, where they kept their book, key. Yeah, all this important information you need to remember. But there is no room. Yeah, the flash drive is full. So what I need to do now and then, I need to sit in yoga. Yeah, when I sit in yoga, what you do, you delete those useless information. You make the room inside. So good thing can be stored there. Yeah? So yoga bhatti is a very good method. When I sit in yoga bhatti will help me. So I can able to store lot of good information. Yeah? And then those good thoughts will help me. And will help me to get rid of this past. Yeah, that's why I always remember very beautiful quotation is written somewhere. They say that past is, they say that yesterday is a history. Tomorrow will be mystery. And today is a gift. That's why we call it present. Yeah? So present life is a beautiful gift for me. With that awareness, when I see my present life, yeah, then I will able to become free from this past. Yeah? And when I become free from the past, then I remain very light inside. Yeah? Then I will have very good yoga with Baba. Another reason also I have found is sometimes whenever we sit in meditation, if my mind is not connected with Baba accurately, then we don't receive that power from Baba. Like some people, they say, oh, I sat 2 hours in yoga bhatti. Yeah, we sat 2 hours. But how much real yoga was there? Eh? Very little. Yeah? So, good to see that I have quality yoga. You sit half an hour, maybe 15 minutes, but that quality yoga is there. Then you get lot of power from Baba. If I don't have quality yoga, yeah, then I won't connect with Baba. That power won't be there. Inside I will be weak. Yeah? So whenever I sit in meditation, I need to check my connection, my relationship with Baba. Relationship will be healthy. relationship with Papa. Yeah? Then I can able to get that power from Papa. The other day, somebody was saying me, that sister, I want to learn your meditation. He was a new person. He said, I want to learn your meditation, but through your meditation, only I want one thing, and that is, I want to have sound sleep. Yeah, because he didn't sleep last 6 months. He has been taking some sleeping pills. And after a while, you know, sleeping pills, they don't work. Yeah? So he said, I want to sleep very well. Do you think your Raj Yoga will help me? And I was encouraging him, yes, Raj Yoga will definitely help you. Yeah? Because whoever do the meditation, Brahman ever have problem of sleeping? No. Brahman can sleep anywhere, anytime. Yeah? In the world, people even can't sleep on a Dunlop pillow. But Brahmans never have any problem. Even they have very good practice while sitting, they can sleep. Hey, nobody in the world, they can sleep while sitting, you know. Not like some days we have busy day, yeah, while listening morally, we do go to trance. And when Yaad Pyar comes, we come back. So what I mean, if I sit in meditation and long hours I have sleepy yoga, then I am not going to receive that power from Baba. Yes, so I need to see my connection, my relationship with Baba. Yeah, if I have accurate yoga with Baba, yeah, then I am receiving that power from Baba. Yeah, and that power will help me. Because Baba is a very, very powerful generator. Yeah, now and then this battery becomes little dull. So I need to connect with that powerful generator. Because throughout the day you see how many problems comes. And we need to have power to face those problems. And when there is no power, lack of power, what happens? We become disturbed, upset, frustrated, yeah? But when there is a power is there, then I can face those situations without becoming upset. And that is called Raj Yoga. Yeah, any problems come, I remain stable, unshakable, immovable, yeah? And then you face problem. Yeah, that is called Raj Yoga. So that kind of power I need to accumulate within myself. Yeah, and that kind of power makes me very, very powerful. Yeah, when I remain stable, people see. Automatically they get that inspirations. Yeah? Like many people, they do come in front of us, they do ask us questions. How can you people remain so happy? So many problems are there in the world. So many things are happening. How can you remain so stable? Yeah? That is the magic of meditation. Without Baba's remembrance, probably we would also become like that. Yeah? So whenever I sit in meditation, I need to check this path. Yes, sometimes some people, they say, oh sister, we do meditate, but most of time, you know, so we don't have that accurate yoga. Yeah, so yoga has to be accurate. I remember there was one brother, you know, whenever he would sit in meditation, he would sit in the front. And every time he would nod off like that in meditation. Yeah. And one day I had little chat and I said, brother, every time, how come it's like that, you know? It's not a good sign, you know? Because everybody sees when you sit in the front, yeah? And everyone have little wise thought. It's not good thing, na? And then he said very nicely to me. He said, "Sister, I am not sleeping." Then I said, "What you doing like that?" And he said, "Sister, I am doing heart-to-heart conversation with Baba." Not like if somebody is talking, how we say, "Yes, what happened next? What happened next?" He said, "This is my chit-chat with Baba. I am not sleeping." And I said, "Look, brother, sometimes your head goes like that also. What is that?" Then he said, "Sister, we talk so many things with Baba. If I am not agree with Baba, then my head goes like that." So what I mean, we don't have to become that smart, eh? Sometimes if we do become sleepy, okay, because Brahmins are leading quite active and busy life. If you have late night, naturally you will become like that. It's all right. But I need to use some yuktis, some method. Yeah, have some garam garam chai, have shower, yeah, wash your face, something I need to do. And I need to make myself awake. And if I am awake, then I can meditate, na? Yeah? So different yuktis I should be using. Like sometimes some Ratvela, some people, what they do, you know, straight bed to Baba's room. It's very dangerous. Yeah? Because you are just waking up and you are already in half sleep. And when you go in front of Baba, what would happen? You can imagine. Yeah? Some people like to do Amrit Vela on their bed, where you sleep whole night, already powerful vibration of sleep is there. And where you meditate, what would happen? Yeah, you go to sleep very easily. So I need to see all these little things. And I need to pay little more attention. Yeah? Then when I become accurate in everything, yeah? Then my yoga will be also very good. Then I can able to connect with Baba very easily. And that power will come. And when you become powerful, yeah? Automatically people feel those good vibes. Yeah? And that way you can also serve them. So when I pay attention on all those different things, now all reasons and solutions, whatever we discussed, if I pay attention, then I will have good yoga with Baba and I remain double light in this Brahmin life. I was visiting in one of the country, they gave me the topic, not double light, but triple light. Yeah? How to remain triple light. Yeah? So triple light, very easy. Mind, we have to remain light mentally. We have to remain light physically. And soul is also light. Yeah? So I need to keep reminding myself every day when you get up Amrit Vela, think that I have incarnated from soul world to here. Yeah? And I am here to perform a very, very elevated actions. I have to remain a lighthouse, might house throughout the day with those powerful thoughts. Yeah, you wake up. Yeah? Then you remain throughout the day very, very powerful. Yeah? Then you won't have any problems, no questions. Yeah, and throughout the day you will be very happy and very, very light. Yeah, so that's the topic I was thinking. So I thought I can share few thoughts with you. So good to churn some of those things which will help you very much in your Brahmin life. Okay, so few minutes we remember Baba and we will finish. Om Shanti.